Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Hi, this is Robert.
And I'm Ashley.
There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing.
The same advice, and then they say it the same old way.
On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is.
We won't try to explain 100 tips to make your business more profitable.
We're here to let you know that you could fire that customer monster, you should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Owning a small business is a roller coaster ride. Hang on and enjoy the ride with us. Good evening, and welcome to the Business Beware Show.
Howdy.
Oh, you spoke for the first time. Usually it's like this long, weird pause thing that you do.
Well,
and then you stare at me strange.
I always stare at you strange because
you're
doing things I don't approve of sometimes.
Oh, that's it. Okay. The truth comes out. Well, I'm just glad that my mic is actually staying in the right spot because the past 2 weeks it keeps falling. I'm sure the TV show, you probably saw it fall like 3 or 4 times. So if you hear a big boom, it's not me falling. It is the mic just falling out of the stand. So,
well, you know what you could do is you could take the mic in your hand and practice like you used to in front of the mirror singing songs.
Oh, my gosh. That's a scary thought because I even think about, you know, like karaoke. You don't want to hear me singing. I'm just going to say
what was it? There was one special song Mom used to teach all the time. I think she walked in on you one time.
Celine Dion song.
It must have been.
Oh, my gosh. No, I was in the pool, and I couldn't, like, I don't know how I was doing it. Actually, it was kind of amazing. I was swimming in the deep end, and I was trying to sing Celine Dion, and it sounded amazing, actually, in my head,
it actually sounded better when you're underwater, but we won't go there.
Probably. That's, yeah, so we'll let that one go. But,
I just saw something on Twitter I think is really cool.
Did you?
Yeah, it's, since I twit so much, it's talking about Apple and Blackberries. You remember, You're pretty young, but you know, Blackberries used to be the device. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, I was hoping for a Blackberry.
Yeah, I mean, well, I had a Blackberry, but the bad thing about a Blackberry, whenever you are a grown man, is those little buttons are really small. And I tell you,
it's kind of entertaining to watch. Well, I mean,
it's bad enough I can't spell, but whenever I'm punching those buttons, then it really comes out bad. But what they're saying is that the thing here is, it says is Apple's the new Blackberry's coming out could be Apple's undoing. Could it be propaganda? I don't know, but very interesting because there for what, the past 6-8 years, it's been Apple, iPhones.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know they still made BlackBerry. Sorry, BlackBerry. I'm not.
Well, they do. They do.
Well, there's so many phones out now. It's not just.
Absolutely. But it's very interesting. I think that, and I think that, like we always tell people, of course, that's huge business. But even with our mom and pops and small business, that don't give up. I mean, if something you're doing doesn't work, then keep going.
Oh yeah.
What are you gonna
do? Exactly. Well, I saw this week. This is just kind of a side note here, but I had a burger for dinner. And did you hear about McDonald's? You've heard about the new cartoon, the Angry Birds thing?
I didn't know what Angry Birds were the other day until JB kept coming back.
Oh, my God.
Stupid cardinal that we have pecking on our window.
Okay. But, well, the Angry Birds, it's like the game, but there's a movie coming out, like a kids movie or something. Mm-hmm. And China has released hamburgers, and their buns are bright red and bright green. So I guess they just launched them, but they look, it looks like Hello Moldy Burger. is what, you know. And so anyway, people have been putting it all over the thing. I'm like, what is that? I had to go click on it to see what it was. I thought, you know, but anyway, they have a lot. But it's just in China. It's not even.
I didn't know they had McDonald's in China.
They got to have it for someone like you that doesn't eat anything else besides
all I know is that I'm surprised they didn't change your name over there, because that's some of the funniest names I've ever heard of some of those places that we whenever we're doing stupid names.
I can't
even repeat some of them. They're, you know, you think, you know, you read them you think they're dirty. But oh, they're not, you know.
I don't even want to get into some of that.
It's just
stuff.
The way they talk, I guess, or how they spell things.
I know. You know, Small Biz Revolution. I got it right this time. I always say resolution. But they posed this question this week, and I thought it would be interesting. I wanted to see what you thought. Mm-hmm. When asked, let me rephrase this, because they asked this guy, and he told what his favorite was. Okay, so what is your favorite moment as a small business owner? So 5 seconds.
Cha-ching.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think I can remember back on several times when, you know, a lot of ours was contract oriented. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, bidding the contracts and then getting the contracts, knowing that we had them. And then I got a real good story I'll tell you. I'll go ahead and tell you. But, you know, whenever you get these, whenever you get these contracts, you know, you get excited. And then the next thing you hear is, okay, can I do this? And whenever I was probably about,
didn't I take on too
20,
much?
Yes, you did. 20 years old, you know, with our business, we had a landscape company. We, you know, cutting grass and landscaping and everything. And I went and bid on the Memphis. In Memphis, it's called a defense depot, which was federal government. Mm-hmm. And first time to ever have a big contract like that. We had a lot of business. We had a whole lot of business. And I'd started the company. And Dad, Papa, to you, mm-hmm. you know, said, hey, go for it. You know, we'll do whatever we got to do to, you know, to, if we get it, to take care of it. So, you know, there's about 20 people that bid the thing, and there was only about 3 or 4 that came to the bid opening. And Jimbo, your uncle, and I mm-hmm. were, bless his heart, was sitting there, and whenever they started reading out all the numbers and everything, and I'll never forget, because I was like number 18 on the list that they were going to open for whatever reason. I think they drew how they did it back then. So anyway, and then they also had a government official who bid the contract too, because if anybody was like 20% over or 20% under, mm-hmm. the government person's bid, then they kicked them out, which makes sense. I understand that.
Sure.
So anyway, we're sitting there, and all of a sudden, all these bids are coming through, and I mean, they're like, you know, 1.2 million and 1.4 million and 1.9 million and, you know, 2.1 million and all this other stuff. And this was back in 1981. And so then, you know, we're sitting at the table, and all these huge numbers thrown out. And I'm sitting the whole time knowing that my bid was like 811,000. and I mean, I'm sweating. I am profusely sweating. Jimbo's about ready to walk out of the room, and then finally it comes to number. We were the lowest bidder, and I mean, we're almost by half, it seemed like, and some unreal amount. We looked at each other, and then all of a sudden, you know, we were number 19. They set our bid, and you can see all these older guys around the table. Because a 20-year-old kid, they all just kind of started smirking, like, "Oh boy, he bit the farm now." and then the government contract was the one after that bidded himself mm-hmm. For the government, and he was like 20%. He was like 10% lower than me, and I was like, that was nice. I was excited, but I was really scared.
How old were you?
20.
Oh, 20.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
Well,
you weren't even thought of.
No, that was a distant thought. Well, they when they asked this, the first small business owner, David, I'm not even going to try to say his last name, but he said his reply was, when I got my first check, which kind of made me laugh, because you're like, cha-ching.
Well, how many people do you see, like, whenever you go into, like, a, you know, especially service, you know, restaurant-oriented bar or something like that, and you see the first dollar bill, know, framed and everything?
Oh, yeah.
You know, nowadays it doesn't even count as a $100 bill, but, you know, first dollar would be nice.
It still makes me think of that first commercial. Remember, it was around the holidays where the lady, she starts doing that. I'm not going to repeat what I said. It probably wasn't appropriate for radio. But, no, the part where she got the first customer, and she's like, first customer, and then does, like, this crazy dance, you know? And they're staring at her like, what is her problem? But, that, I mean, it's kind of how you feel. Like,
yeah. Well, you said you felt that way when you got your first customer, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, when I heard that first cha-ching go off, I was like, no way.
And now when you were back visiting your grandmother this past week.
Oh, yeah.
And they tell that story. That's pretty good.
Well, yeah. So with the shop, and one of the places that things were sold was on Etsy. And, of course, if you know of that or have it on your phone or you sell anything, when you sell something, it goes cha-ching. Like, it sounds like a cash register. And so my phone kept going off. And it kept going cha-ching, cha-ching. And so grandma's over there going, go see what it is. Go see what it is. I want to know. I'm like, okay. So it's actually kind of – it. You know, every time I do hear it, still reminds me, like, even I think about it too, like, even when times, like, you know, you get stretched thin, or, you know, you've got so much to do and you're like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna get all this stuff done in like these 3 days? How's it even gonna happen? It still is worth it, you know, like when I hear that go off, not money's sake, but just the fact that, like, I love what I'm doing and I get to do that.
That somebody loves you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enough to purchase your stuff.
So. I don't know why, but I mean, so
that's good. Yeah, but it's cool. You know, and I think that's what, you know, as small business owners, that's definitely what keeps you going. That, I mean, literally keeps you going.
Yeah.
But it's the excitement. It's the excitement of that, because guess what? I mean, people do like what you have, and you're filling a need. And we're going to talk about that later too. About, you know, is your business filling a need, or is it just, you know, or is it just floundering?
Mm-hmm.
Could be floundering. We'll find out. We'll be right back.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8181 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8181.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Oh, welcome back.
Stop talking. I want to hear the music. I wasn't here. I mean, I kind of was.
Well, that's okay. The only thing I can think of, I don't know if this is the right song or not, but your cousin's husband dancing at my daughter's wedding when I hear that music.
That's amazing.
Is that the right music?
No, it's not the right one. It was Spice Girls.
Oh.
He was jamming out. It really like has, I wouldn't.
Who was that?
It has changed my world.
Who was that right then?
Oh, that was Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's okay. That sounds all the same to me.
Oh well.
And
you recognize Spice Girls.
Speaking of that, if you want to contact us, you can contact Ashley at 1-800-BE-HAPPY, and or you can send me comments and everything, or call me and say 1-800. I don't care.
You know what? Don't trust anything he says, because I just actually looked through his Twitter page, and right before the show, he said, "Show starts at 7. Send us your questions about small biz. I'll tell the truth. Ash does the lying. Being dad is just fun sometimes. Hashtag awesome dad."
I thought that was great.
I
got more likes on that than I've ever gotten in my life. Like.
I paid somebody to like it. So
I know you did. Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're through now, this is just in. You know, just when we thought we had it bad here in America.
China's got green burgers.
Well, she showed me a picture of burger. Whoa. I don't think you couldn't give those away free here in America. In Bangkok, mom and pops are really under the gun. And what's happening is I'm not making this up. I didn't know. I mean, I know we have all these regulations and rules and everything else here in America, and I understand that. I don't understand it. I understand that we have it. I don't understand why we have it. Mm-hmm. But in Bangkok, the Tobacco Control Research and Knowledge Management Center. Now, I don't know how you say that in Bangkokian or anything, but in English, it is called the Tobacco Control Research and Knowledge Management Center.
That's a mouthful.
And in parentheses, it says the TRC. I guess I shortened it. Well, this director, Sirwiwan Fina Arink Granik Ek, said.
That was beautiful.
Fina Arink Granik Ek said that the Ministry of Public Health has issued a draft Tobacco Products Control Act with directive procedures for distribution of tobacco products, which declares that the display of tobacco products at point of sale is prohibited. I guess point of sale means like out in front of everybody. I guess they have to have them hidden or something, you know, like, oh, what kind of cigarette? I don't know. What do you have? Except at the duty-free shops for persons leaving Thailand. Besides such prohibition, the advertising, promotion, and sponsoring of the tobacco products are also banned by the law. The law has raised concerns about the tobacco trade, supported by the multinational tobacco companies, because the ban is feared to adversely affect mom-and-pop stores. However, the director quoted a survey of the impacts of the Draft Tobacco Products Control Act conducted by the TRC researcher as saying the law would barely affect mom and pops, and they are going to have an amendment for it. Their amendment is, what they're going to put up is, see it, buy it, smoke it. And a Colorado spokesman, after hearing this, for the Marijuana Growers Association, said in America it would read, see it, buy it, toke it.
Oh, my God. Where was this from? Like, I'm not even...
Well, the end, I kind of fudged.
You may know. Okay, well, you know, we take back that Twitter thing because you lied. I
fudged.
I don't lie. Uh-huh.
I fudged. Yeah. No, lying, that's fudgy. But now it's true. I mean, how in Bangkok are you going to have the Tobacco Control Research and Knowledge Management Center? Wow, that reminds me of Zoolander, whenever they gave him the house.
Oh,
my goodness.
Can read really, really good. Yeah.
He knocked on the floor. Mm-hmm. Come on, eat it.
I know. No. I got something for you. So,
see it, buy it, toke it.
No comment. Okay. So,
what they say in Colorado.
Yeah, we'll let them have it.
We don't have any stations in Colorado, so we can talk about them.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, you never know. So, anyway, customers. Okay, this is interesting. So, I want to see what you think about this. So, customers will never love a company until the employees love it first. Do you agree with that?
We need like a cricket sound whenever this happens. I don't agree with that. I think a lot of people, just because your employees don't like your product or don't like the company that they work at, I think you can still have a good product. I disagree with that.
Okay. That was interesting.
Vehemently.
Well, the...
Sorry.
That's a good word.
It is. It's a strong word.
It's a very strong
word. It has
word.
A strong
yes.
meaning.
Mm-hmm. Well, the... I don't know. Well, I mean, you know, well, that's a two-sided thing for me. I think I kind of look
don't
at it.
Don't sit on the fence. You always sit on the
fence. No, because I'm explaining.
Tell these people what you think.
I'm explaining. So, with kind of like the employees, what I look at that is how, like, when you're hiring employees. Because I think you should hire somebody that does kind of say, we're talking small business here. We're not talking corporation. We're like, everybody's basically a number. Like, you're a ticket number here, people. So, but in a small business, like, say you have 3 or 4 people, I would want to hire somebody that, like, actually understands, like, is, like, excited to do what you want to do, and not just somebody like, oh, hey, just here to be here, you know.
Well, to draw a paycheck.
Right. But I think with small business, I mean, you see a lot of, especially in today's age because of the technology and everything like that. I mean, a lot of these, if you pay attention, a lot of these small businesses are doing, like, they are blowing up with stuff with social media, Instagram, Facebook, and it's because, like, their team is coming together, and they're posting stuff, and they're loving it. They're loving what they're doing, and, I mean, they're really involving their people.
You know,
do you know
what I mean? I agree
like
with that, but your question was, do your employees have to love it for your customers to love it? And I don't think they do. I think,
oh, yeah. So that's what...
I think, you know, if you hire an employee that... loves the product. In other words, let's say you've been in business 20 years, mm-hmm. and you have a customer that comes in all the time. Say you're a mom and pop shop on the corner of somewhere, and you know, and you have and you sell books, you know, your little bookstore,
mm-hmm.
and everything, and you have this customer that comes in all the time, and they're just, you know, they're always, you know, everybody's so pleasant, and you're pleasant back to them, and everything else, and they just they love reading, and they love your establishment and the way you set it up, and everything else. Is that going to be a good employee? 99% of the time, yes, absolutely. Would they sell more books than just someone off the street that didn't care whether you read a book or who authors of books were or anything else? Absolutely, they're going to sell more books. But that doesn't mean that all your customers are not going to love you and your store, you know, and your products because that person loves it or not. That's all I'm saying. Will it help? Yeah, absolutely. I think it'll help. There's no doubt about it. You want to surround yourself with people like that because that's, you know, that's the best thing to do. And mm-hmm. let's face it, a lot of times you can't find people like that.
Right.
And, you know, so the enthusiasm definitely will pour over
right.
into your consumers. And listen, I've been in some places where there's too much enthusiasm. I get out of that place and go, oh, my goodness. That person was like,
too much.
You know, she had
too much.
22 cups of coffee this morning or something. With,
yeah, I know.
With not enough ice in it.
Hey, I poked you. Look at you. You just like. You nailed it right
there.
What
is one of those questions?
Well, I do that like multiple choice since I was a kid. I'm like, it could be this or it could be that. That's
well, you try
problem.
To see the sense in things. That's your good nature.
I know.
And then you get
good
mad.
Nature.
And
I get
then
it from
you
mother.
Shut down.
Not you.
You definitely get it from mom. My gift of mercy.
I know. We'll be
1-800. I don't care. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number 1 by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975.
800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, so we were talking about like me grabbing my mic and singing. This is kind of what I wanted to sing to, that music.
Well, it's kind of obvious that coming out of last break, it was Shake It Up or whatever it was. What's her name?
You and can't even remember. It was like just like 10 minutes ago. Come on.
I couldn't remember 5 minutes ago, but it's all right.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Now you see why I tweet the things I do about you?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's more out there. Now I found it. And now I know you're
Yeah, usually I just don't, include you.
What you think. Yeah. It's okay.
Mom gets mad at me.
It's okay. I have other ways of getting back at you. So this was on, I thought this was interesting because I have something else that kind of leads into that. So entrepreneur.com, which love a lot of their articles and everything. Well, okay. So this was listening to feedback is how to fight your customer.
Attrition.
I just had like a brain
fart on. Attrition.
Like zoned out for a second. Attrition. But one of the bold headlines in here, this feedback helps you understand your customers, basically is what, in a nutshell, that was with the title there. But so do you agree with that?
Your customer feedback?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Do you think it helps?
I think, everybody.
Helps you understand your customers?
You and I both know. One thing we've lived by our whole life that we understand, because basically our faith, nobody's perfect. So in business, if nobody's perfect, then in business, how can you be a perfect owner? So, but you also have to be able to take criticism too, and there's no doubt about it. You have the option to hang up on people, and give them their money back and say don't ever call me back again, and everything. But there are some instances where, people in the past have reason with me and it all depends on, you've said this before, it all depends on how they do it.
How they approach
it. As a consumer or as an owner, it doesn't matter. It's just a question of being, are you just a rear end or are you just going to be a nice person whenever, you start with a thing. Mm-hmm. And, I've been on both sides of that. And I think that...
You've been a rear
end. But I think you need to... Yeah, I've been a rear end about things. And I think the biggest thing is, in answer to your question, absolutely, yes, I do agree with that. I think a business owner is very shallow-minded and very... very small of him or her if they don't listen to some of the things coming in. And we've talked about it many times before. If you hear the same thing over and over and over, there's a problem.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If it's good, it's a good thing. But if you keep hearing the same thing over and over and over again, that's bad. You may want to drop back and punt.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to leave the stadium. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You may not
well, and
sell.
They talk about social media, too, being like kind of like, with everything going on now, too, it's kind of an extra outlet where people can, give you feedback and everything, all that stuff, too.
Can I just say something? I hate social media. I mean, I think there's some great.
Like,
is that part of social media? But it can be so divisive.
Right.
I mean, the world we live in is divisive anyway. I mean, it's gotten to that point to where nobody trusts anybody, and everybody's out to get everybody, sue happy people and everything else. And I think that's what, you hear these stories about, most of the ones that you hear that you bring in, because you bring in some good stories about, custom monsters and mm-hmm. people are just ill and just eaten up with just nastiness. They usually do it over social media. They don't go to someone's face and say those things. What
well,
do they
of course
do?
Not.
They email them, or they tweet them,
yeah.
or they do it on Facebook, or something, because they think, I'm going to show them.
Let me tell you, too, I was watching a baseball game yesterday, I can't remember who it was playing, but had on the background, and I was listening to the commentators, and I got so tickled, because these two guys were talking about social media, and one guy just flat out says it. I mean, I thought, He basically said what a lot of people think. He basically goes, I've told you what I think about social media. Social media is just for a bunch of dumb people who want to give their opinion and nobody cares about it. I was like, that's a pretty good way to put it.
I can tell you, I've seen some football, basketball, and baseball games. Haven't seen much hockey or soccer or anything like that. But I can tell you there's some of the commentators on there. I won't even mention that guy's name. But I have no idea how they got the job. But am I going to go to social media and say those things? No, I don't think it's right. Yeah. I think they're so stupid, most people look at them and go, how did you get that job? What do I need to remind them of that for?
Most people are probably thinking what you're thinking anyway. You know what I mean? It's kind of exactly. Like that guy who goes, it's just a bunch of people.
I'll think of his name here in a minute. I'll blurt it out. Just go ahead.
He's
a little dude.
Oh, okay. Well, I know who you're talking
about. On ABC. Costas, that's it. That guy. Oh, goodness gracious.
You said it.
I did. Well, there you go.
I know.
As Grant Ann would say.
I know. Well, so that leads me into this, talking about listening to your customers. Mm-hmm. So, have you heard about Starbucks getting sued?
Again. Which time? Oh, yeah. Again.
So, Starbucks is sued by an angry customer for putting too much ice in their iced coffee.
Mom said something about that. We heard that the other day, and she said something about that. And, you know, she said, it's true. I mean, when you mm-hmm. go there, and it's just full of ice and everything. And, you know, okay, I'm going to sue them.
No, keep going.
My answer is don't go there. If it's too much ice, then don't go there.
That's what I'm saying.
Are you so hung up that you... Besides, can I just get on my soapbox here?
It's social media. People that don't want their opinion.
There is something the matter with the... Who buys iced coffee? Coffee's supposed to be hot.
They had to come up with some gimmick. You don't even need to speak about coffee because you don't even drink coffee. So I'm going to cut you off.
1-800, I don't care.
Yeah, slightly. But no, I mean, that's kind of what I was going. It's a federal lawsuit, okay? And here's the thing.
Lawsuit.
What we're talking about here, customer feedback, okay, right? Like, you want to listen to your customers. Did they not listen to their customers at all and they felt they had to go sue them?
Hadn't this been something
yeah,
for a while now?
Yeah, it's been on there before, and so I guess, like, they are not listening. And I will say, I mean, Starbucks does put a lot of ice in their... I agree with that. I mean, okay.
Well, I heard that they're using smaller ice now instead of the larger ice cubes, but still filling up the same amount. So what is the difference?
Well, let's put it this way. When you get an iced coffee, I mean, literally, you can probably take 4 sips, and it's gone.
And how much you pay for those?
Like $6.
Holy tamales.
Yeah. Well, and...
All I got to say is, if you keep, you know, you remember, there was a story of a coffee shop way back, 4 or 5 years ago, we did a story on. And the guy was so upset, and he said, I come in every day, and you always give me bad service. You never get my... you never get my order right. I have to stand this long line. You treat people horrible, and every day you do the same thing. And he was centered... talking to the lady in front of him, you know, the person who worked there. And again, this is up in New York, Jersey, I think. The guy behind him says, well, what do you come in for? That's how I feel.
It's true, because if you don't like something, then don't keep going back
Look,
to it. I mean,
it's like this. If you got a roofer, and you tell him you want a brown roof, and he puts a pink roof on, you know, get upset at the guy. Because you agreed on something. But
The coffee shop that we used to go to back in Florida, like, I mean, it was a small business, most amazing coffee, best coffee I've ever had. I mean, and the iced coffee that we get there, he didn't put a ton of ice in it. I mean, you actually enjoyed the drink and you got what you paid for, and it was even better than Starbucks. So
can you tell Ashley is a coffee?
Yeah, so that's why I cut you off with offering my coffee people friends out there. He didn't know what he was talking about. But, no, I mean, it is. It's just funny. Like, I mean, so listen to your customers. But we talk about this all the time, about these frivolous lawsuits and stupid things like that, which Starbucks looks at that and goes, eh. Well, you know what? Hey, it's PR for us.
You can go eat the heart of an artichoke, too, at Houston's and sue them because they didn't tell you you're not supposed to eat the heart of the artichoke. I mean,
I forgot about that one.
That was a good one. But you're right. I mean, and I think the biggest thing we get out of that is mom and pops are going to see that and they're going to listen to that because someone's going to look at them and go, hey, you put too much ice in his coffee again. You know, and the owner's going to go, ooh. If nothing else, he's going to remember that person and go, I'm not going to put a lot of ice in that guy or that lady's coffee.
Right.
You know, when they come, because they mostly they know each other by name. Even at Starbucks, I know a lot of the, you know, they probably know people by name because they come in every day or twice a day or four times. I don't know how many times they come in, once a week. I don't know. But they, you know, they get normally known by names. Mm-hmm. But on a small mom and pop, they're going to go, hey, if I don't do this, they're going to the next coffee shop or they're going back to Starbucks.
Right.
And that's the difference between corporate and mom and pops.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I mean, to them, like, a small business is going to make it right. They're going to do something just like, I mean, they're going to make an awesome cup of iced coffee. Whereas Starbucks, I mean, have you ever noticed this? Like, when you're in the corporation or the big places like that, any food, any like that, I mean, they're tossing stuff out left and right. And I'm like, small business, that's like money out the door.
Oh, yeah.
Money out the door. And it's, you know, so, I mean, they're going to do it right.
Yeah, well, it's like the government. You know, if the government was run like a small business, like a mom and pop, we would be fine. Because guess what? We, you know, mom and pops, we can't afford to have the pilferage, the throwaway, the waste that the government or the corporations do.
Right. Exactly.
It's almost soapbox now.
Lord help us.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
All right. Welcome back. Ashley's been pushing my buttons over here and really getting me on my soapbox.
Somebody's going to keep you on your toes.
That's right.
I'm going to get you back for the Twitter thing.
That's okay.
Talking bad behind my back.
I'll tweet out again here in a minute. She gets mad at me whenever I do it while the show's going on. She's over here. She gets so long-winded sometimes I'm bored.
No. I'm watching you and your big fingers over there. I'm like, could you take any longer?
I can't.
10 minutes have gone by, and he's still trying to do one tweet.
So horrible.
I know. I enjoy it.
One thing we've never done in business is export goods and services. And
you just didn't know about it.
No, I didn't know about it. I didn't want to know about it because I was afraid of it.
He was wondering what I was shipping in them boxes.
I said export. That means across the ocean.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
So anyway. We had a question about that one time, and so I decided I would kind of get some statistics on it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I came up with was very interesting. This is an article that was written, and it was talking about exporting. And it says, think there's a market for your goods or services abroad, but wonder if you're too small to start exporting. And they had responses from, in 2016, small businesses. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most difficult, 69% of small exporters rank the difficulty of entering the export arena as 5 or easier. So that's kind of midway,
mm-hmm.
in 1 to 10. 17% ranked it as easy peasy, number one.
Easy peasy.
That's what it says right here, blanking white paper. I didn't say that. Easy peasy. The survey of 530 owners with fewer than 500 employees now, which is small business,
mm-hmm.
was conducted February, March, and they were asking these questions about exporting because there's so many people who really would like to get into it, but they just really don't understand.
So
what
they're shipping
takes.
Their products overseas. This is overseas. What we're talking about with
yes,
okay.
exporting.
Okay.
And one thing is importing. That's what we're talking about. All these, you know, that's what you hear the candidates talking about on tariffs and things like that, and they're saying that. What we send overseas a lot of times gets taxed by the other countries harder and harsher than what we're importing mm-hmm. From other countries. And they're saying that's one of the biggest things Donald Trump's talking about is of course, him being a businessman. He looks at those things. And many other people saying it, too, not just him. And I think we are definitely at a disadvantage. But if you do want to export things, it was very interesting to see how easy it was to do that. Do I have anything to export? No. But if you do have something, you're thinking about that, it seems like, it sounds like, that it's easier than what I would have ever imagined. It also says that more than half of those surveyed, 58%, claim to have sold merchandise or services to a customer outside the U.S. So, you know, of course, I'm sure one of the pre-qualification questions was, have you exported? Because they're not going to ask someone, you know, how easy it to export products across the ocean.
Yeah, that would be a little, and they haven't done it. Shady.
Well, some people lie and go, oh, I do it all the time. Yeah,
do you have to qualify for a bunch of different things? Well, I mean, as far as like,
that's,
you know what I mean?
That's what someone was talking about. And it says, if you think a successful exporting requires that your business have an office or employees out of the country, or an export broker, it says, think again. Just 2% of small exporters surveyed have operating facilities outside the U.S., and only 5% have employees outside the U.S. That's interesting. So
that's a lot
you
lower
don't,
than
yeah,
it. Yeah.
I really would have thought just the opposite, and I think a lot of people do that. So just.
But then again, we read something last week that was a very low percentage, and then we looked it up, and it happened to be like way above. Like what
what do we always say? If you're thinking about exporting, it seemed like with this article that, you know, there may be some, if there's some validity to it, that, you know, it may be easier than what most people think. It does say that getting the business in shape to export might seem, you know, daunting and a huge investment, but it said 36% of small exporters invested a few or several months preparing to export, and 7% spent a year or more. So it sounds like, you know, you would think that, you know,
and I don't know how I feel. I mean, even just shipping something here in the United States, I'm going to say, because you never know, like, once it, and it's that gray, weird area, because, you know, once it leaves, like, the shop, and it is intact, it is good to go, and then, like, you put it in the hands of someone else, and they're trying to get it to the person, I mean, things can happen, you know, it gets smashed. I mean, I had a box the other day that was completely not even, you couldn't even recognize it. And so, you know what I mean? Like, I think, I don't know. That's all I'm saying, is something to look into about like your insurance going exporting stuff overseas. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, don't you love FedEx whenever they crush your box and throw it off a 10-story building and then deliver it to the person, and it's not even, you know, how many times you had that happen? Just think about putting it in a boat.
That's what I'm saying.
Or across seas. I mean, it's crazy. And I think that's what most people think about.
It's a good day at sea, Captain. Like a really bad, like, hurricane coming, and, you know,
but
oh, but your box
people,
is fine.
I think a lot of people are talking about, you know multiple things, you know,
yeah.
You know.
Actually, they probably do more, like,
big quantity.
You know?
Well, they just probably saying. Do. Yeah, I love bringing these stories here again. We talked about earlier some of the things that are going overseas. Venezuela. This is a story out of Venezuela. And you think, again,
really big spiders. It's nasty.
Yes. You think, again, we have it bad? There was a Venezuelan entrepreneur. He actually owned, like, a factory. And he found himself facing jail time. You know what for?
Buying spiders.
No, he had one big spider, and his name was Raul. And no, actually,
awesome.
he was facing jail time over the toilet paper in his factory's restrooms.
Oh my, that's not,
it's not like
thought.
It's not like they're, you know, it's reused toilet paper or anything, you know. What happened was, the entrepreneur ordeal started about a year ago, and the factory union began insisting on enforcing the clause that they needed to have toilet paper in the bathroom, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem
naturally
was, there's a shortage in Venezuela. Now, people, you need to listen to this, because Venezuela is a socialist state, and this is what happened whenever you become a socialist state. They can't even supply the toilet paper to people. But what happened was, and they're in horrible shape, but the toilet paper, he supplied the toilet paper, but there's so little toilet paper in the country that his employees were stealing toilet paper to take it home to use toilet paper at the house. Now, one last thing. It's so bad, Monetary Fund says that the price will rise in Venezuela 720% this year and 2,200% in 2017. And they still won't have any toilet paper.
Oh, my.
Isn't that sad?
That's worse than
spiders.
That's
what they deal with over there.
Yeah.
They love to have spiders. Y'all have a great week. See you next week. Doesn't mean
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.